This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
This weekend, I was taking my son for a bike ride at a playground. It's right across from the Tesla showroom here in Brooklyn. And there was this sandwich board outside the Tesla showroom. And I believe it was handwritten. And it said, "This is not a place to charge your Tesla." And I thought to myself, interesting. People must be driving their Teslas here thinking that they can get some juice. Well, someone who knows something about juice is Mark Hawkinson, president of the Technical Solutions Group at ABM Industries, joining us on the phone from California. ABM Industries, it's a $3 billion company. It's one of the largest providers of EV charging stations here in the US. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. I want to get into the economics of this in a minute, but first I just want to get an idea from you about how much demand for power has increased from your charging stations as we've seen gas prices go up and these traditional automakers invest tens of billions of dollars in order to catch up to Tesla.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I think the demand for EV has been there the last couple of years. And I think what's exasperating it now, obviously, are high gas prices. You know, we've been fortunate to be a pretty integral part in developing the EV infrastructure here in North America, having installed around 20,000 DC fast chargers across North America. And I think, you know, what's going to continue to happen is, you know, larger deployments. I think there's going to be probably even increased demand for electric vehicles, knowing that, you know, gas prices are $4, $5, and $6 a gallon. And I think, you know, some of the challenges we're seeing now really are tied to supply chain, right? You hear everything that's going on, but I think that's a blip in the radar, and that the electric vehicle is certainly something that's here to stay. We kind of draw it akin to what happened when air conditioning became more prevalent in the 50s and 60s, and the demand that's going to put on our utility infrastructure for the need for power. And I think that's going to be something that's going to play itself out here over the next several years pretty quickly.
Well, dig into the supply chain part of it, because I feel like we talk about supply chains all the time, but I'm not familiar with what you actually need to build an EV charging station. Can you walk us through the shortcomings on that front?
Yeah. So, you know, we at ABM here, we don't actually build the EV charging units. We contract with over 40 OEMs across the globe. So our focus tends to be more on the actual infrastructure play, from the design of, you know, the power solution that's actually needed to get to the charger, and also to ensure that our clients have the proper utility to support whatever their EV deployment might be to help future proof.
What do you mean the proper utility?
The delays we're seeing right now tend to be on the microchip side. So the actual intelligence that you see within these chargers tends to be the thing slowing things down.
Hey, Mark, what do you mean when you say the proper utility?
Yeah. So, you know, what we've found, you know, since EV's been around for a while, right? And I think it was somewhat, you know, fashionable to go ahead and install like one charger at a commercial property, whether it's an office building, a retailer, or a parking lot. But as the demand and increase for EV vehicles will grow at over 30% over the next several years, a lot of owners, whether you're a mall or an employer, are going to have to rethink their infrastructure as it relates to their parking. And it's really important for anyone that's deciding to deploy an EV strategy is to really understand what those demands are going to be over the next several years. Otherwise, you could see yourself paying millions and millions more than you really needed to without having the proper design and engineering done up front.
I feel like when I hear EV infrastructure, I immediately think of President Biden making a lot of speeches about trying to build out this infrastructure and make the United States a little bit more energy independent. But I'm curious what the relationship is in terms of building out this infrastructure and how much support you and your colleagues are getting from the fiscal government.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that is going to be funneling through the Department of Energy and down through the states regarding that $5 billion infrastructure bill that you mentioned. You know, we're really playing well with, you know, analyzing where those dollars are actually being deployed. But you're also seeing a lot of private enterprise going ahead and making these investments. There's significant carbon tax offsets that can be gained out of deployment of large EV infrastructure. And it's something that is also the right thing to do for the environment.
How does this end up looking 10, 20 years from now? And I know that you're not the ones, you're working on the infrastructure behind these, but you know, the corollary that I have is gas stations. Do we see gas stations get replaced by EV charging stations? Or is this such that the way that people drive, they're charging at home, so we won't necessarily see a one-to-one mix here ultimately?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, fossil fuels aren't going to go away anytime soon, right?
We learned that this year.
Here.
The hard way,
exactly, right?
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see, you have companies like Electrify America, which are actually building and developing dedicated EV stations, right? Where you can have a retail component, you can go in and have a great experience as a consumer. But you're going to also see a lot of the larger fueling stations across the country pivot and become more of a hybrid model, right? Because they're going to have to meet the demand for the fossil fuel vehicles that will still be around. But then you're going to see another 30 million EV vehicles that are going to be put on the road over the next 5 years. So they're going to have to be able to adapt. And I think the biggest question that we've been seeing and hearing a lot from our large clients is really the reliability and resiliency of our electrical infrastructure and our power grid, right? So now we're talking about alternative solutions relative to maintaining that infrastructure so that it's when you go to plug in your vehicle, it's actually providing you a charge.
Right.
So that's where like microgrids and things are becoming more hot topic.
Yeah, Mark, you're joining us from California, my home state, where people who live there are familiar with rolling blackouts when it's hot as a result of grid management. So you know more than anyone all about that. Mark Hawkinson, president of the Technical Solutions Group at ABM Industries, joining us via Zoom from California. You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week on Bloomberg Radio. This is Bloomberg.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.